Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
I think you'd be surprised if you knew how many people write to me regularly and say coronavirus is going to go away after the election. You're not going to be reporting on it anymore, David. Watch. It's just going to go away. Those people are going to be confused and disappointed because I'll be reporting on it long after the election, as I have been for the last 7 months. You can't vote away the virus. It's crazy to even have to say that. I'm thinking about what a doctor in Minneapolis told me this week. He treats patients who have coronavirus in the ICU. And he said, David, I've seen cancer patients deny a diagnosis, but that doesn't hurt someone. If people deny the coronavirus, it has the potential to kill someone.